Welcome to Mountain Women Radio with your host, Tammy Traer. Tammy is an author, writer, and integrative health practitioner dedicated to helping her listeners enjoy life and family. Listen as she shares her extensive knowledge on homesteading, off-grid living, wilderness survival, and living a faithful, simple life. Find a comfortable seat, grab your favorite beverage, and prepare to be encouraged.
Hey, my friends. Welcome to Mountain Women Radio. I am your host, Tammy Traer, and today is episode number 265. You can find the show notes by going to mountainwomanradio.com/podcast-265. If you are subscribed to both Mountain Woman Radio and Faith-Led Healing Podcast, you will hear the same message this week. So this was recorded on Faith-Led Healing, but the message is extremely pertinent to our current times, and I felt it necessary to share it on both platforms. So I hope you enjoy the show. So today we're going to talk about how to handle our uncertain times. I think this is an extremely important topic. I see so many people greatly struggling with just all the uncertainty and the things that are transpiring around us. And then I also see another portion of the population totally unaware of the things that are happening. And then I see people like myself who are fully aware of what is going on, which is very important. We need to be aware of what is happening, yet still be able to live a good life. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I do want to backtrack a little bit and just say I am back in my own stomping grounds. We are in North Idaho on our homestead. As you can see behind me, if you're watching this on YouTube, I love this time of year. I have my dad's flannel. It's nice in the sunshine here, but the temperatures are cooler, and so you can layer. We left 85 degree humid Alabama 2 weeks ago and came home to 50s and 60s, and it's been glorious. It's been very glorious. And you know, I want to just paint a little picture here for those of you that are new to following. When I share about how to handle things in our lives, please understand that I am sharing out of this a space of having experienced a lot of things and also overcoming them. That is my personality, and I do realize that that's not the personality of everyone. And care of a dear friend this week, it helped me to also understand, you know, how people may not always be understanding what I'm talking about and what I'm sharing and how to go about doing the things that I suggest. If that's ever you, I really recommend that you join my community, because whatever I share on here, we are diving deeper into the following week in our community. And you can come in there and ask questions and share your thoughts. So please join me, faithledhealing.com/community. Now, I'm just going to paint a couple little pictures for you. We embarked on our off-grid journey in 2010, and in like 2011, I started having some health issues. I wasn't feeling myself. I didn't have the energy I did. I was kind of losing my strength, lots of brain fog. Just my body was not working well, and that progressed. And in 2015, after helping my son deliver 3 cords of firewood, my body just, I don't even know what to call it, but it resigned. I had neuropathy in my hands and in my arms and in my legs, and I was pretty debilitated. But before that, I was having problems sitting. I was having problems laying. I was having problems standing. I had a really beautiful roll top desk, and I would sit there, and I couldn't sit in the chair anymore, so I got a yoga ball. That helped some, but then I progressed to a place where I just couldn't sit anymore. It hurt so much. My organs were very swollen, and I got a standing desk, and I could do that for a while, and it worked out really well, and all of a sudden, I just couldn't stand on my legs very long. And then I'd lay down to just so uncomfortable. And, you know, and then I had this episode where I ended up with a neuropathy. And then God diagnosed me. And neon sign was right in front of me, sharing with me that I had breast implant illness. And God led me to a doctor in Georgia, the only one in the country at the time that had a detox protocol in place to go along with the proper removal of my silicone outer saline implants. And we were on a really slippery slope. We live very frugally. And that just began to take us down. I had life-saving surgery 3 months later. I was flat on my back for a year. We ended up having to sell our first homestead that we built from the ground up. It was a tremendous labor of love, and we needed to start all over again. We were in a financial mess for a very long time as a result of all of that, and it was a rough time. However, it was one of the most glorious times in my life. I pulled in very tightly to Papa, and he led me down an amazing path where I removed fear and worry and anxiety, and I just fully held tight to him in full faith and trust. And, you know, most people would experience something like that and be greatly devastated, may not recover from it, may not pull out of that place, just because our mental health plays such a role in all of these situations. And, you know, so we are familiar with these rough patches, these rough places, valleys that you could walk through. This summer, you know, spring and summer, we were out of state on a job that my husband was working. And I was able to travel with him because I can work from anywhere as long as I have an internet connection. Our son stayed with my in-laws in Alabama and was a great help to them. He was helping me remotely. It was all, you know, well planned out. It was organized. But 10 days into our stay in a beautiful Airbnb, I will provide the link in the show notes. Kathy and David run a beautiful little sanctuary in North Carolina. And if you're ever looking for an Airbnb in North Carolina, you need to look them up. I believe I have it set up as faithledhealing.com/thecoop, COOP, for like chicken coop. Beautiful place, but I will have the link in the show notes this week. Beautiful place. God divinely orchestrated it all. My mountain man took a spill and tore his meniscus. And shortly after we arrived there as well, I had gotten a tick embedded in between my toes when I was in Alabama with my in-laws prior to heading onto this job. And I started with Lyme symptoms, which I had already experienced, already combated. I overcame Lyme through my healing journey. So I've overcome Lyme a second time, but I had to endure that. I had extreme pain up through my spine, my ribs, lots of symptoms surfacing. So we combated those things. However, the other thing that transpired is on our way to North Carolina, South Carolina for the job, the injectors on our truck went. And we're veterans to that scenario too, because when we came out here in 2010, embarking on this journey, our previous GMC also had injector problems. Coincidence? I don't know. You know, the enemy's trying to stop my messages. He's trying to stop us from chasing God and from sharing our faith and our joys of life. And he's going to have to work a whole lot harder. I'm not giving in. My family is not giving in. And our perspective will not change. God is on the throne in my life, in our world today. And these experiences that we've just overcome, you know, we didn't even skip a beat. And it wasn't a valley, although the enemy wanted it to be a valley for us. We were in the most perfect place for us to heal this summer. Had my husband been here, it would have been so incredibly hard for him to have to sit still and not be able to do the things that were screaming at him all over this homestead. There, he was able to learn to rest. He had a couple days that were very, very aggravating for him. He is a nonstop human being, and he is brilliant. He has a brilliant mind. He is my MacGyver. I always say he can make a pistol out of a paperclip, and I truly believe that. He has a magnificent mind and is always busy with his hands. And it was very hard for him to sit still, but we were in a really big tranquil place that nurtured him and enabled him to learn to rest. Just like in my healing journey, it taught me how to be able to rest. And I believe, with all that being said, I'm going to move into the topic for today on how to traverse our uncertain times, is that we need to rest right now. We need to rest in Him. And I always say that we need to, you know, have a plan in place, be prepared for whatever may come our way. I teach that in both the faith-led living side of things on my Mountain Woman Radio podcast and in our faith-led living and learning community, as well as teaching that in our faith-led healing side of things as well, because they all merge together. And it all needs to be handled the same way, regardless if you're going through a healing journey or you're going through uncertain times. This is where it starts, in our hearts and here. Because in order to, you're going to hear me saying this forever, because this is the truth. If we are not spiritually grounded and mentally and emotionally in a good place, physical healing will never come. And if we are trying to traverse a valley and we are trying to physically do everything, but we don't have a stable spiritual foundation and we aren't mentally and emotionally in a good place, we're just going to be on that wheel. We're just going to be on the hamster wheel. And that's where many people are right now. They're really nerved up. The election is coming. There's odd things happening in our world. And odd people in our surroundings every day for most of you. Now that I'm here, I don't go anywhere. It's very rare. Post office, and that's about it. But life is different than it once was. And that's what's happening around us. But what happens in our four walls, in our heads, in our bodies, does not need to be any different. We can still exist in a beautiful headspace, even when there's devastation around us. But it has to be a choice, and it has to be a decision, and it's something that we have to work at. So let me share this, because I've always said, you know, it's important to trust God. Have a plan in place, but trust God. And if the plan doesn't go as you desire, to be able to roll with it and keep going. And a friend said to me this week, how can you have a goal without a goal? Because that's basically, I guess, what I'm saying. But I just never thought of it that way. My family and I, through our building of homesteads and, you know, equipment breaking and weather and just all kinds of things, you know, we've learned to roll. We have a very large to-do list. We go about it each day, bit by bit. We don't get overwhelmed by it. And when the weather shifts or something breaks, we're constantly just rolling forward. We're moving forward. We don't stay stuck in a place of devastation because, oh my goodness, that blade broke on the sawmill and we can't mill lumber. We move on to the next thing, get a new blade in root, or take our other blades and get the, you know, the mountain mantle, sharpen them, whatever we need to do. But we keep in a mindset of trusting God. If that blade broke, you know, our mindset is often, okay, that broke maybe to protect us, or you know, I feel there's purpose in everything. So when things don't go our way, because that's where people struggle the most, I feel, is when you've got a plan in place and things don't go the way you want them to. For most people, that's devastation, that stops you in your tracks, that debilitates you, that might set you back, and it puts you in a really bad mental and emotional spot. We've learned to trust God. If that happened with the saw blade on the sawmill, there's a reason for it. Maybe we're not supposed to be doing that today. Maybe someone was going to get injured. We changed directions. We'll even pause and pray, okay? What's on the agenda, Papa? Where are you taking us? And that's honestly how we start our day. I pray and ask God to guide my steps, guide my day. Show me what I need to do to honor you. Show me what is most important. I have a to-do list just like you do that has important things. I gotta do, pay taxes, I gotta pay bills, I gotta order things, I gotta prepare my shopping list. I'm no different than the rest of you. The only thing is I've learned to allow him to direct what's most important. Those things all get done, but just in his timing, not mine. I know that sounds really bizarre to many people because I was a type A. I was a type A because of my upbringing and also, you know, maybe that was my original makeup, my following that sense of urgency. But I am a recovered type A. You'll hear me say that a lot too. And I don't wish to be on that rat race. I don't wish to be chasing things to such a degree that I don't even know what I'm chasing anymore, because that's a lot of times what happens when we're chasing so many things. I want to be very intentional. I want to be very present. So in saying all that, how do you handle these uncertain times? You make the decision to make life good. It's okay, don't bark. My big dog is here, and there's a dog across the river barking. It's okay. It's okay. This is real life, folks. You decide to create a good life for yourself. You take time. You do self-care. You do the best you can with what you've got. If you're financially limited, you just enjoy life with what you have. You feel blessed by what you have. And you move forward in that mindset, and it will serve you really well. Papa will take care of your needs. If you are focusing solely on him and making him first and trusting him with everything, I promise you he will provide for every need. I shared with you how I had to go to Georgia for my surgery. While we were there, we didn't have two pennies to rub together. A friend paid for our hotel for almost the whole month we were there. Another friend did a fundraiser. We had just enough for our airfare, our baggage, a little bit of food, and gas. And you know what? I had to purchase a prescription while I was there, an additional one that I wasn't preparing for. I have health insurance through a Christian Share ministry, and we have to pay up front and then be reimbursed. I put the prescription with the pharmacist, and he said it was $900. Let me jump back. I had $375 in my checking account. That money was to cover the rental car when we returned it and our baggage to head home and a little bit of gas. We get up to the counter. Well, let me jump back. I stood there and waited for my husband to come out of the restroom. And he says to me, "What are you doing? Why didn't you give him the prescription?" And I told him why, and he said, "I ask you again, why didn't you give that pharmacist the prescription? You've got here solely on faith. Why wouldn't you give that prescription to the guy?" So I handed the guy the prescription. We had some food things, and we went into an empty aisle and we prayed. We got back up there and waited for him to call our name, and he called my name. He said to me, "I gave you a discount. Your total is $372. I thanked him and I cried and I paid for my prescription and our food. And I asked him, "Did you get everything? Our food too?" "Yes." Okay, that was totally on faith. Now, we gave up all the money we had for our rental car and our gas and any additional food we might have needed. We went back to the hotel room. My family came. His family came. They did not know our circumstances. And when each of them left, my dad gave me a big hug and put money in my hand. He said their goodbyes. He gave me $150, not knowing anything. My father-in-law gave me a hug, said his goodbyes, put money in my hand. gave me $150. It was exactly what I needed. Exactly what we needed. It was exactly what we needed to get home. Please don't underestimate the power of the God we have that's on the throne. He will provide for all your needs, regardless what they are, whether they are monetary, whether it is food, whether it is shelter or water, whatever it is during our uncertain times, Papa will provide. But you gotta pull into Him. You've gotta be seeking Him. You've gotta be trusting Him wholeheartedly. And you know what? There's gonna come times where, you know, you question. I used to question everything. I used to fear everything. I don't question anything anymore. I don't fear anything. My healing journey has led me to this place. The more you catch yourself and redirect your thinking, the more you create the habit of thinking about the blessings you have and trusting Him for where He's taking you and what He's going to provide. And just trust Him. He loves you more than anything. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Our world is messed up. Our world will drop us on a dime. Our good Lord won't. And when you really fully trust that He's got your best interests in mind, it becomes easier and easier to keep redirecting your thoughts, redirecting your mind. And you know, here's something else. Two things that are, I think, are really valuable in this time frame. You know, we all have a to-do list. We all have a schedule. We also have bills, and oftentimes in the order they need to be paid. The thing that should be on the first of our to-do list and on our bills is Him. Meaning that we should take time every day to spend time with Him, read His word, pray to Him, just get quiet, listen to His, for His still small voice. And we should be tithing. You know, in that journey when we had nothing, whatever we had, when it was time to tithe, I tithed even though it needed to go somewhere. I remember being in church one day and having $100 to our name, and I felt it very pressed on me to put that $100 in the plate. That money was for a bill the next day, but I felt Him pressing that on me, so I did. I put that $100 in the plate. You know, when we left church and went home and we stopped at the post office, there was a $100 check in my mailbox. If He is leading you to something, follow Him. Be obedient. We are called to tithe first before we do anything else. When we take those steps for being obedient and pulling into Him and trusting Him that much, everything shifts. Is it a scary place? Is it a foreign place? For sure it is. But the more you do it, the more it becomes second nature. And the more you do it, the more you'll get to a place where I am, where you tithe first and don't even worry about the rest. You do what you're called to do. Secondly, you spend time with Him wholeheartedly and are just pulling into Him. And you don't have fear and worry over the world's circumstances, your circumstances. And when things go upside down, you don't view them as a negative and a terrible place anymore. You look for what He's trying to show you and for the good that's going to come from it. That perspective shift will enable you to go through any hard time, not just a hard, uncertain time, but any hard time, and be able to make it to the other side in such a better way. Yes, it's going to be hard. We go through hard times, and it can be hard. You can grow weary. I mean, we're all human, we're all flesh. I will be the first to admit that there are times that I just get weary. It just becomes a lot. But then I pull into him, and he shows me something in his word that just knocks my socks off, and it redirects me and enables me to keep going. Or he leads me to call on my prayer warriors in my community to lift me and cover me in prayer and to help me refine my strength, my renewal, and my balance, and my direction. You know, we're all human. I may not have fear and worry and anxiety, but things do get heavy from time to time for me. Nothing like they once did. When I was younger, I would be, you know, in a corner rocking, you know. I'm no different than the rest of you. However, each day we should be striving to be a better version of ourselves. And in doing so, as we start doing that, we are able to mature to a different place. And I want to encourage you guys to focus every day to be a better version of yourself regardless of what's going on. Our world is crazy. It's upside down. It's self. The enemy's trying to attack families and take our feet out from under us. But by surrounding ourselves with the right people, pulling into God, and making our daily lives a good place to be. Play games with your family. Listen to the music. Music changes everything. Sing. Do self-care. Breathwork is a beautiful form of self-care. I offer it every week. There are free resources for my breathwork all over the place for people that can't afford to join me weekly. If you're part of my community, you get an extreme discount for my weekly breathwork sessions. Join my community. Be surrounded by the right people. Be encouraged. Be lifted up. Be prayed for weekly. I do a weekly live prayer and praise time in my community just to cover people in prayer and to pull us together. You know, this may sound really foreign to many of you, especially if you've never heard my podcast before, but because of my life circumstances, I proudly and boldly put Papa first in everything that I do. And it has changed my life. I used to be afraid of offending people. Now, I'm afraid of leaving somebody behind. I don't want anybody to be left behind and missing out on the glorious and beautiful hand of Jesus in their lives. So, that is how you handle our current uncertain times. As you pull into Him, you surround yourself with the right people, and you make life good. Yes, you can. You can make life good, even when you only have two pennies to rub together. My family endured a very long season of 2015 to 2020. It's a long season. But it was good. It was good. And your seasons, your valleys, can be good too. They'll be hard, but they'll be good. I gained the greatest things in my life through my valleys. And that's only because I started looking for what I could learn, what I could gain, and how He could use me in that space. So, that's my message for today. I hope it helps some of you. These are really crazy uncertain times. And you may feel like you're lacking, and you don't have enough, and you know, financially you might be in a bad spot. You might be in a valley for other reasons. You might be dealing with health issues or estranged children or so many different things. Job, finances, marriage. God's in it all. Our greatest tool, pulling into Him and praying, talking to Him. I pray that you join my community. We have amazing people in there. I'm in there every day, nurturing and encouraging. It's a good spot. Papa's building a really beautiful area there. Give Him all the glory. Anyway, I love you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Make life good. Pull in. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Friends, I just want to apologize on this episode for all the noise. I have an old dog who desires to be with me everywhere I go, and I did not use my lavalier mic, and she was doing all kinds of scratching and was very restless, so I do apologize for the noise, and I will wear my mic next time, but I'm living life. I'm spending as much time with my dog as I can, because I know she won't be here long, so forgive me. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on Mountain Women Radio, where you can learn something new every week. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we encourage you to join us on faithledliving.com and faithledlearning.com. Be sure to connect with us on iTunes and leave a review. This will help us reach even more people. Until next time, keep learning, laughing, and living.